Hi, I'm David Medansky of Kazam Games, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop Podcast.
Hey, everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
And, yeah, head is no longer connected to body.
I'm just standing there with like, hands on my knees, like, gasping and panting. I'm like, did you get it? Did you get it?
And I said, yeah. And so I just blew its fucking head off.
Nice. Nice. You know, we're going to have to drag that thing back now, right?
Well, I think... Now, we have the GoPros, though, right? That we've been wearing the whole time?
I have one. I don't think you had one on in the truck.
No, okay, but you had one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So here's the reality, though. You know, you're injured. Obviously, we know that Randy's back there with a wound. If you got the GoPro, I'm going to suggest that for a moment we just you circle around and just make sure or try as best you can to like actually get as much footage of the body as you can. And so I just say, hey, you know, get up there, see if you can get this on camera.
Okay, hold on, just give me a minute. Whew, man, that's a bitch. You're running like a motherfucker. All right, hold on. All right. Here, you take my flashlight and your flashlight. You keep the light on it. All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Fuck. Wish we had some water. God damn it. All right. Okay, so I'll get a long shot and let me move up a little bit. And then I start to narrate. I'm like, this is the creature that killed Steve and killed all these people. And we chased it down. And we got it, and this is the proof. And you know, I'm just doing like a whole thing. You know, I'm thinking of the show, trying to give like a whole spiel, and then figure we could go back and like edit shit in later. And then like I'll go over and I'll like toe the head with my shoe, kind of like roll it over to get like a nice shot of the face, I guess. And then you know, like cut it, and then kind of like look around and be like, do you think we're going to be able to find our way to fuck back out of here? Like, I wasn't paying attention to where we were going.
Well, so I say we have to take the head because, you know, we're not in any position to actually drag this whole fucking body back. So I take my shirt off because I'm concerned that, I don't know what this thing is made of. You know what I mean? If it's poisonous or if it's got, you know. So I take my shirt off and I wrap the head in the shirt. So I don't have to touch shit all over me, you know. So I put the head in the shirt, and I guess we just try and start backtracking. But, you know, we can clearly see where we were crashing through all this brush and everything. So it's not too difficult for us to kind of see where the fuck we were going. So I guess we just head back. We start trying to find our way back.
Well, hold on. Let me sit down for a minute, and I'll take the flashlight and kind of like look around to see like if there's a cave like kind of right in the area where we're at that maybe she was going towards.
Yeah, give me a sense of trouble.
All right, I don't even know what to roll now. Oh shit, off the table. Fuck, I don't even know where that die went. Son of a bitch. I got a 4.
Okay. Yeah, you see that if you kind of keep going. Kind of beeline toward where she was running, that direction. You can see kind of between two of these boulders, there definitely looks like not just like, oh, there's a hole there, like, oh, it's two boulders together. Like, you can kind of see that there has someone or she has probably traveled in there before. It looks like it's like a path into there.
All right, so I pointed out to Jack, and I'm like, all right, look, and I'm shining a flash at him, like, over there, you know, over to the left, like, you know, just follow the light. See that hole? I think maybe she was going for there. Here, let me. I pull out my cell phone. I'm like, here, let me call Randy, and let him know what's going on. Let him know that we killed it. I guess he probably can't get the truck in here, right? I mean, it was like a footpath, probably, like a deer trail kind of thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to get a truck through there for sure. It's just footpath.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, here, hold on. Let me call Randy. So I pull out the phone. Boop, 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 boop. Ring, ring, ring.
Okay. The phone picks up, and you can tell it's on speaker. And I'm like, what I'm actually doing, which no one can see, is I pulled out my Bruce Campbell Evil Dead figurine in my hand. I'm like, groovy, groovy. And I'm like nervously like looking at it, like trying to get some confidence or any kind of like sense of anything. And then I'm like, hello? Hello?
Dude, what are you doing? We killed it.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, I'm fucking sure. It doesn't have a head anymore.
It doesn't have a. I throw up in the car.
Oh, not in the. Are you in the truck?
You dumb
bitch.
You told me it doesn't have a head. What do you expect? I had a lot of Del Taco today.
Fuck, dude. God damn. Jack is gonna be so pissed. And I like put my hand over the phone. I'm like, dude, you puked in the fucking truck.
God damn it. And I just kind of. You know, I'm not really pissed because I know what he just went through, but I'm pissed. But I'm not going to say anything about it.
Jack and Aaron, you're going to get 2 points of sanity back for killing with him. Since you're like, fucking yeah, fuck that. We can't be stopped by some goddamn supernatural bitch.
That thing is actually mortal, kind of.
Randy, on the other hand, you weren't there, so.
No.
So I'm like, are you all right, man? Like, you're safe in the truck? You're good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's nothing going on here. I'm fine. I'm just, everything's great. How are you?
You fucking bailed on me, dude. The bitch bit me. She bit me in the fucking shoulder, man. It hurts like a bitch.
Yeah, she clawed me. I am bleeding really bad. This has never happened before. I've never had anything claw me before, so yeah. This is not very fun. I've seen it in the movies, and I was like, when you see it in the movies, it's like, you pussy, but I'm like, ah, fuck, now I'm like, yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
All right, dude, come there.
What? What?
Look. Take your shirt off, right?
Take my shirt off?
Well, listen. Jack's probably got some bottles of water in the truck, right?
Oh, okay.
So keep that shit off. You don't want an infection. That should be bad. The bitch is gross. Yeah, that's nasty.
Good. Yep, definitely take my shirt off, clean up the infection.
Get cleaned up, and then... Yep.
Do you have any baking powder? Do we have any...
Never mind. I need you to slide over into the driver's seat and bring the truck around back and throw the high beams into the woods so we have somewhere to shoot for.
Okay. Are you sure there's nothing else around that I could...
I fucking hope not. We're in the middle of the goddamn woods.
Okay. I'll trust you, but we'll have to see. Okay, all right. So I try to put this thing into gear and try to bring it around the back.
All right, and I'm like, just leave the doors closed. We found a cave.
Doors are closed, they're locked, windows are up, I'm good to go.
All right, don't touch the launcher thing, like just keep your hands in your laps, like
I know, she's dead, we don't have to, she's dead, we don't have to do anything, right? There's nothing else, okay.
All right, look. Fine. Put on the radio. Just make sure you don't kill the battery, all right? Just leave the truck running.
Sure. So I put on the radio, and it's like, don't fear the Reaper. I turn it off. I'm like, oh, no, okay, no radio. I'm fine. Just stay on the line. Stay on the line, okay? All right.
I'm going to stay on the line. I'll put you on speaker. Just calm down for a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm like, all right, look, Randy's on speaker. He's freaking the fuck out. He's going to pull the truck around. But look, I think we need to take a look in the cave.
What? You're going to look at the cave? Don't do that.
Just calm down. We're not going in.
There could be a clan of those things. Don't do it.
Well, I hope not. Hey, that's a good idea, though. Jack, you should probably reload. in case.
I'm going to say, hey, I don't think that's a good idea. because if it's going there, there could be more in there.
That's what I think. I think there might be more there.
And you guys are both bleeding profusely. And yep. we just gotta get the fuck out of here. We got this head.
Yep, I think Jack has a point. He has the head? Oh, shit. Okay.
It's like fucking Clash of the Titans, dude. He's got all wrapped up in a fucking...
Oh, yes, I love that movie. Okay, I get it. That's cool. I like that.
So
Just don't show it to me. That's all. Just don't show it to me. I'll keep it in my mind. Clash of the Titans.
Shrink, by any chance?
What's that?
Does anyone have shrink?
Nope. No.
Okay, just checking. Well, you could make him less annoying by using shrink. But
no, I'm gonna be just as annoying as I can.
Look, dude, Jack. If there was other things in there, you have to imagine they would have come running out when they heard us coming, right? I mean, I'm not saying I really want to go in there, but like we should at least shine the flashlights in there, right? I mean, like. There could be bodies. I mean, if there's dead people in there, like, we got to tell somebody, right? I mean, we're here. We killed it, right? I mean, fuck yeah, we killed that bitch.
I have a lot of reservations, but at this point, I'm like, fuck it. You know? So I say, okay.
Wait, you guys are going in there?
We're not going in.
Don't leave me here by myself.
You're in the truck.
So? I don't know if they could phase in here.
Just relax for a minute, all right? Just relax. I'm going to take you off speaker.
Tell me relax. We just fought a bird lady. You just cut her head off. I mean, what the hell?
Actually, Jack shot her head off.
Okay, that's way better.
Oh, fuck. I'd like take you off speaker real quick so she's like,
nice.
Oops.
Nice. So then all of a sudden, for some reason, all of a sudden, I don't break out of it, but all of a sudden I'm like, if you guys are going in, I'm going with you. I'm going. Okay, bye. I don't say goodbye, but I get out of the truck and start running.
And I don't know because I took him off a speaker. So then I bring the phone back up and I'm like, Randy?
I'm heading towards you. No, I haven't hung up yet. I didn't hang up. Nope.
Okay, no,
I'm heading toward you. Where are you? Where are you at?
I grab the phone and I yell really angrily, get the fuck back into the truck right now.
Nope. I'm heading toward you right now.
Oh.
And I'm like booking as fast as my little legs will take me.
Did he go back in the truck?
No.
Oh, fuck me.
I have no good way of navigation. There is not really a skill for that.
And I'm like, I've got an idea. I've got, you guys yell really loud, and I'll go towards the yells.
Let's go sense trouble.
Can we give him like a? I'm assuming we have like heavy mag lights. Can we like shine the lights back in the direction that we came, and then he's got the truck lights kind of going out?
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can roll anything then. Yeah, you can. Okay. You can between yelling and the flashlights and the truck. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can probably get to them. It takes you a while because you are not athletic and you trip a bunch.
What? And no.
It doesn't hurt you, but like you're definitely like stumbling over stuff and running into things.
Yeah. I didn't like I like actually unloaded my shotgun because I knew this was going to happen.
So yeah, you're like running, you like trip over a branch or you're like, you know, yeah, like you're running through like brush and you're like, "Oh, spider web!" And then, then you catch up. Yeah, it takes you. I mean, they see your light, your flashlight, kind of muddling its way through the light.
Nice. Nice.
Sort of. I mean, as fast as they imagine.
Yeah.
You would. Sure.
So I'm a little
up there.
Yeah. So I'm a little ways away, and I'm just like hands on my knees. I'm here. I made it.
You should have stayed on the truck, though.
No, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You guys are just going to leave me out there? And it's a truck. It's a big truck. It's got a blaster thing.
I slap him right in the face.
What? Why did you do that for?
Dude, you have to calm down. It's dead.
How can I calm down? I don't know what that is.
If you're going to be like this, just calm down. Stop it.
Okay, hold on. I pull out my inhaler. Okay. That's better. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. I look at Jack. I'm so sorry. I threw up in your car. I threw up in your truck.
Well,
so many
times. That's okay, man, but you're going to be cleaning it up tomorrow. So
no, my mom runs a cleaning service. I'll pay for them to take care. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm going to suggest that Aaron and Randy just stay back for a little bit, and I'm going to go up to the edge of this thing and just because I'm in the best shape between the three of us, and I'm just going to shine the light, kind of in there very tentatively.
Okay.
So I do that.
Are you sure you want to go by yourself?
Well, it's very close. You guys are just kind of, back there, and you're both injured. So I'm just going to do it and quick kind of report back, because it's got to be within, 15 feet or something, I'm imagining, right? 20 feet?
A little further than that, but,
it's up, and then the cave is back.
It's not like they can't see me or something, right?
Nah, I can see you. Yeah. You're definitely you're easily within, yelling distance. Not just talking loudly, they'll hear you.
Okay. I give him the GoPro before he goes. I'm like, here, take this. Make sure you get some video.
Okay. And I actually reload my shotgun back up while he's doing it, too.
Okay. Oh, that's an interesting one. I just don't know if I want to punish you that way. I really almost want to make you do a stability check for the dead body with the headless.
Shouldn't he get someone back?
No, he didn't do anything. He fucking ran. He does not get stability back because he didn't conquer it.
But it came back.
What you get is not losing more for seeing it.
For coming back, I should at least get not have to do that.
Yeah, so Jack points a flashlight down. It's not too far down that you see. It's it's not super deep. It's just kind of like a crack in between the boulders. Kind of goes into a kind of rocky little cave structure. But you can kind of see it. It goes down in and then opens up a bit. And you can see where it opens up. There's definitely kind of like an almost like a nest type stuff. So there's like brush and twigs and dried stuff, kind of on the ground, made into some sort of, living space type thing, nest thing, not like a bird nest, but like stuff there. And you can see that it's not just twig and stuff. There's like newspaper and what looks to be, probably things from the bar saloon thing as well, kind of broken and made into kind of makeshift. Kind of like a nest and then maybe some sort of barricade type. So this the beginnings of sort of like a barricade that might kind of block off the cave.
Okay. So I kind of just report all that back real quick, and I'm trying to adjust and see as much as I can with the GoPro. But I yell back, there's nothing, there doesn't seem to be anything too important in here. It's another one of those nest things like they found at the other place. So I come back and I suggest that we just better get the fuck out of here now.
All right, did you get good video?
Yep, I got as good as I could without going in there.
Okay, all right, no, that's fair. Hey, all right, So all three of us are here. You've got the head. If we leave the body here, something will probably eat it, right? I mean, should we take it? I mean, it's proof, right? I mean, fuck, Jason's going to go to jail.
Like, if we can carry it, I mean, I guess we can try and lift it up and see.
I mean, what are, like, strapping on the hood of the truck? Like, I don't want to get pulled over for, like, running somebody over like fucking cops, man.
No, I mean, it's clearly dead. we could put it in the back with us.
No, fuck, that's not getting in the cab. What are you, crazy?
Dude, he already puked all over the goddamn thing, so.
Yeah, but it stinks, and it's bleeding, and it's fucking, who knows if it's infectious? Can we, like, strap it to the back, like, where the fucking trailer comes in? Can we, like, lash it down or something?
Yeah, but then someone's going to see us driving around with that shit, and they will
think. We don't need to display the body, like, hey, look at, we've got a dead body. All right, everybody, come get it.
Like, we have, like, a tarp or something in the truck? Like, we'd fucking fold it up real nice, like a friggin' tamale or something? I don't want to ride with that. You guys always make me ride the back.
Sounds like a preparedness spend to me. And or roll, mostly. Mostly the roll, but you can spend too. Preparedness, you would have a tarp.
Okay, yeah,
that'll be for you, Jack.
Okay, so what, I roll?
If you have preparedness, you can spend also.
Let me see. I don't know if I do. Preparedness. Master gear, stability, no, it doesn't look, well, hold on. No, I don't. I have none. Nope.
I mean, anyone could, well, I guess John can't, because role-playing-wise you were asking, but I guess Randy could have packed one, potentially, but.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't talk about one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be
true.
A preparedness check. If you could just roll it blind. Or roll with no bonus.
Okay, see what happens. 3.
Yeah. Normally you do, but the last time you had one that you had to use it for something and it got ripped and you just haven't replaced it yet.
Well, you know what we could, I mean, we could throw it in the nest and then maybe
I got it. We'll take it back and we'll put it in the bar. Right? Like, who the fuck is going to go in there? We just close the doors?
Yeah, I guess that's better than nothing, right?
Huh? So, I think...
But we should also kind of cover it, too, just in case something does happen upon it, or maybe some of, like, whatever group she's a part of. I mean, we don't want them to notice either.
Well, we'll see what's in the bar. Maybe there's something we can jimmy-rig in there.
Yeah, let's try to do that. So I look at Randy. I was thinking about giving him the head so he wouldn't have to look at him. Like, are you okay to grab an arm? We'll drag this thing.
How about we grab legs and then we just drag it behind us and then I don't have to see it and then I don't have to puke again.
Okay. Well,
Randy can carry the head because it's in the shirt. He doesn't have to really see it.
Yeah, but it's probably bleeding a ton. And I'm just carrying a sack of bloody shirt head thing. I'd rather grab a foot.
Okay. Whatever grab you're a leg.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah, you can drag it back. Yeah, it takes a little bit, but you can do it.
All right. Sling the shotgun. I tell Jack, make sure you keep your gun out and, take point.
Okay. So we head back and we get to the bar.
Is anything still on fire?
Nah, fire's all burned out.
Okay.
Well, I guess actually the other Molotov might still be burning, but it's more just like a candle at this point. I mean, it's just alcohol burning on a rag, so it's not, didn't explode or anything.
Okay. I don't know what the best way to put it out would be. Just like scrape the leaves away and like, try to make like a clear spot and, maybe throw some dirt on it, try to put it out.
Yeah, sure, you can put it out with some dirt.
All right. Well, she came out you want to put her through the back or the front? Like, I don't want to wander all through this building, right?
Well, put her in the back. I mean, it's not too big of a building, right?
Nah, I mean, it's really one room with, there's a bar and, like, there's maybe a couple tables or chairs left, and then there's, like, bathrooms. That's about it. I mean, there's some back... There's like a back room, office stuff, but that's it. It's pretty small.
Yeah, so there's nothing in here. So we should look around, see if there's anything we can use to cover it up.
All right. That's fair. So we kind of like drag her in the back door and kind of along the wall and, you know, to kind of take a look around and see if we can, you know, scare up anything. Maybe put like a table at an angle against the wall over or something like that.
I mean, you could also put, there is a, so there's like a back room that was like an office, theoretically, or whatever. There are bathrooms that you could just put her in there if you wanted.
Well, I'm assuming nobody's going to wander in here.
Okay, well, it's up to you. I was like, I don't know, do you want it hidden, or do you want to just fucking layer and put a table on her? I don't know, whatever you want to do. I don't know. Yeah, there's nothing really in there useful to cover her with, per se, other than you could put her behind the bar, I guess.
I would say we should, that's a good idea. I think we should put her behind the bar. Because then at least if someone was to stumble in, they wouldn't at least see it right away, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
Could we do
like a sense trouble to see if it looks like maybe kids hang out in here or anything? I assume not, because they would probably be eaten if it was using this place.
Yeah, give me a sense trouble.
Because I don't have like investigation or anything.
I have investigation.
I rolled a 2. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Well, I mean, it's not really like that. I mean, there are broken bottles and shit, but yeah, you have no idea if it's like teenagers recently hung out here or.
I just rolled a 6.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, people probably come here and dick around. Like, windows are broken. Some of the, it looks like there might be some newer alcohol bottles than were likely available at the time this place closed. So, like, you know, Mike's Hard Lemonade, fucking Grapefruit Zonk, or whatever fucking bullshit.
Okay, so I have an idea.
Plus fruit. Give us a sponsorship and then I'll promote you.
So if it looks like there's people that do come here, here's my plan. It's like, you know, I have rope in the truck because I think we've used that before for something. So I make suggestion that we actually just tie it up underneath the truck somehow. You know, like just so that it's secure and no one's going to see it as we're driving. Even if we can, like, tie it up, you know, just under something. Because it's a big truck, right? So there's got to be something we could probably just fucking tie it to on the underside of the thing.
I don't know, man. The things are spinning and shit's moving around.
No, it should be okay. As long as we do it tight, I mean, it should hold.
I mean, yeah, technically, yeah. I feel like that would require some sort of roll, because that's not easy to do.
No.
Like, yes, there's definitely stuff you could tie to under a truck that would be fine enough without causing problems, but to do that with a body secure enough for it to be taut, God, that's like a hard... I don't know what you would use for that, but I feel like that's... like mechanics, or
let me see what I got.
God, well, I guess we're right, well, mechanics.
Well, what about? I mean, okay, all right. So let's back up for a minute. If we take it home, where are we gonna put it? I mean, we can't take it to Randy's place, and I sure as fuck don't want it at my place.
Well, okay. Well, this begs the question anyway. What are we gonna do with the? I mean, what are we doing anyway?
Well, I mean, like it's proof, probably. Right? I mean.
We should probably figure it out. I mean, are we going to the cops over now, or are we going to, I mean, you know what I mean? Because now, I mean, this is pretty indisputable. I mean, we got the head, we got the body. Now, I mean, if we go to the cops now, what are they going to do, arrest us? I mean, the thing's not human, clearly.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that, and you know that, but I don't know. They got a fucking hard-on for us now. I mean, shit. Yeah,
Jason's in jail.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're trying to charge him with obstruction and all kinds of shit, like... I don't know. I mean, we got to get this shit out on the internet. I mean, like, this could be our golden ticket right here. Like, we've got proof. We've got photographs and video.
Does Randy's mom have one of those big freezers?
Of course she does.
And you know what I'm saying? She probably does. I'll
give you that.
Yeah. I'm a healthy kid. I'm a healthy eater, so yes.
I think if she's got one of the big, you know, those big rectangular freezers there, I think we got to put the thing in the freezer.
Yeah, I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Yeah, how are we going to keep Randy's mom out of the freezer?
I just love the rest.
We have to come up with something, some reason to make it work or to, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
Well, we can't drive the truck up to the police station the way it is because it literally has a fucking cannon on the front. and we're not going to fit that thing in my. I'm not putting that body in my car. Like that's a no go.
I'm saying we drive it to Randy's mom's house and we put it in the freezer.
No.
Fuck. All right, look.
No, that's not happening.
Look, let's leave it here.
I have lots of Totitos in there that are going to spoil and go bad. And you know what? I don't really feel like my bedroom, which is in the basement where that freezer is, to smell like a dead witch body that may come back to life without a head and murder me in my sleep.
All right, no. Look, we'll leave it here. Let's leave the head here, right? Like, we've got all the video and shit and whatever. We'll go drop the truck off. We'll go get my car. And then we'll go to the police station and we'll bring him back out here. How about that? Then we don't have to transport a body. That's probably like a federal crime. I don't know.
Aaron's idea better.
Yeah, I mean, it should be secure here.
We're taking the head with us, though. We're not leaving the head.
Okay, I guess we could do that.
Because if something, you know, we would end up with nothing if something happened to this body while we're gone.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
But we're not going to take it to the police right away, right? We're just going to hide it first?
Yeah, and we're just going to hide it, yeah.
Oh, okay, because bringing that to the police would be like, they might just shoot us on sight because we have a cut-off head and find them in front of them.
No. We ditch the head like, you know, somewhere safe, and we bring the cops out here. Good.
I like that idea.
Well, and then what if they ask about the head then?
Then we'll just, you know, at that point, well, we can just say, hey, we blew the head off. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
And it went somewhere, you know. Who knows? Maybe an owl came and took it. You know.
Oh, those crazy owls taking heads and going off with them.
All right. Well, let's do that. All right. So we've got the head. We'll leave the body here. We'll you know, close all the doors and you know whatever. And let's go back to my place and I guess we'll put the head in the freezer.
Yeah.
And we'll grab my car because we can't let him see your truck. We may have to go back and have that guy pull all that shit off unless you think you can do it.
I'd really love to keep it on there in case we need it later.
Can you drive around like that? You probably get a ticket.
I forget how it looks. Like, is it really like you can actually see the thing?
You can see it from the cab, so it's got to stick out like 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah, because you have to be able to aim it. There's a giant fucking metal tube on the front of it.
Yeah. If we drive into town with that and they pull us over with a head and the truck doesn't matter where it's at, they might get suspicious.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think I can just take that off right here. Like, in other words, we don't have to go back to the guy just for me to take the thing off. Like, that's not a big deal.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I got tools. I got good mechanic skills, I believe. I got to check, but I think I do. I can at least take the visible thing that's sticking out off, you know what I mean, and just put it in the cab, I would think. So... Hmm.
Okay. Well, if you think you can do it, we'll hold the flashlights and you go to town.
Yeah, I'm gonna attempt to do that because it's like, you know, I don't need to take off the entire job the guy did. We just gotta take that big part off. What do you think?
I don't know, the GM is silent. I don't like this. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I mean, with a mechanics check, you can do that.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think I do have
mechanics. You have the tools to do that, and the question is whether you... Okay, one way or another, you can get it off. The question is, does it work? When you take it off, that's what the mechanics check would do.
Yeah, I have a... I think
we're still debating, but yeah, if you have a mechanics, yeah, you could try it.
Yeah, I have a 3 mechanics.
Spend them all.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah.
If you spend them all, you succeed.
Yeah, I'll spend them all.
Yeah, you break out your tools, and you can take it off and make it so that anything clearly suspect is no longer visible. Sure. And you can store the rest wherever you want, in the cab or, you know, on the back of the car. Yeah. You can do that. It's easy.
I don't want to go back to this guy for anything.
Yeah, it takes you a little, you know, it takes you a little bit of time, but yeah, it's like, you know, half an hour. You got a thing disassembled as much as you need to, and leave the rest of it in place, and tuck the wires, and, you know, tape them up, and make sure nothing gets rusty from if you're not using it. Yeah, you're good to go.
All right, good.
What's it, like 3 or 4 in the morning now?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like, it's probably like 3.
All right, well, so I'm like, all right, should we just go home for tonight and then deal with the cops tomorrow? We can, like, download this video and shit. And
I think, yeah, you know what? I think it's important that we just go and back this video up, like number one. You know, okay. if we're going to your place to put the thing in the freezer anyway, I think that we should screw the cops tonight. We got to just make sure we got this video, like, uploaded, backed up, you know.
That, and they'll probably think we're drunk. I mean, it's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Okay. So you guys want to go home? Are you all going to the same place, or are you going to each of your own home?
No, we're going to all go to Randy. I'll go to Aaron's, I think.
Well, you're next door. It doesn't really...
Yeah. At this point, I don't even want to, like, even being at my mom's house doesn't sound like a safe idea, so I go to Aaron's, too.
Mom, I'm sleeping over with my friends.
That's right.
We're having a sleepover.
Yep. She's like, why are you calling me at 3 in the morning? Go to, fuck you, I'm going to bed.
Are you drunk?
Do you need a ride? I know I said I would get you.
Exactly.
Come on, Mom, you know better.
If you need a ride, I'll come and get you.
Yeah, I'm straight laced, Mom. You know that.
If your friends are drunk, don't let them drive you.
No, they're not. They're not. They're good.
All right, so we pile in the truck and then head back to my place.
Okay.
We will stash the guns all up in the sleeper, like under the blankets and shit, in case for whatever weird reason we get pulled over at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you don't. There are no checkpoints or, you know, whatever. Yeah, you make it. It's fine.
Okay.
You make it home.
All right. Well, I guess I'll pile into my place. I'll grab, like, a garbage bag so I don't get blood all over my freezer and stuff the head in there.
Awesome.
I'll move the ice cream over to the right. Yeah. And
you have a fucking, you don't even know, some fucked up creature's head in your freezer. So... there's that.
I grab the whiskey and pour, like, a triple shot. Like, you guys in or what?
Yep.
So I put the shot glass back and I take out, like, fucking tumblers and just fill them.
Hopefully that's not the good stuff.
It's like a mid grade.
All right. Well, as long as it's not fucking Wild Turkey or whatever.
No, I don't know. I don't drink anything. Right, that
so you guys, do you have turkey?
Go no, fuck yourself until you pay us.
You got any kind of like Betadine or something?
Oh yeah.
That's right. You were bitten.
Yeah. I'm feeling it now on the ride home, which is partially the reason for the shots.
Yeah.
So I'll peel my shirt off. And I'm trying to like look, and I can't really see it. I'm like, does it look bad? It hurts like a bitch.
I think if you guys get it cleaned up, you'll be okay for tonight. But you definitely tomorrow gotta go to the walk-in clinic there or some shit.
Randy, let me see your chest.
You're always telling me to take my shirt off.
Just show me your scratches.
Fine. I pull it up, kind of gingerly. Don't look at my body.
Damn, that's nasty, bro.
Yeah, it's not great. You're definitely... She got you pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, life-threatening, but it hurts, and you should probably clean it out and dress it, yeah?
All right, look, go get in the shower. Let me get all the fucking peroxide and all that shit. I'm going to go fucking hose out in the yard. I have medic, so I'm assuming I can kind of patch us up at least a little bit, like kind of clean it and fucking gauze. Yeah,
so medic will restore a point for each point of medic, I believe.
Is it a die roll or is it I think it's a spend, right?
I think it's a spend. Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure it's just a straight spend.
I think it's 1 for 2 if I'm helping somebody else, and it's 1 for 1 if I'm using it on me.
Sounds familiar. Let's see. Yes, that is correct.
All right. I will go out and, I'll just, like, throw on a pair of shorts and, go outside and kind of turn the hose on myself and try to wash it up as much as I can, and then I'll, try to patch myself up or kind of, have Jack, like, here, squeeze this and, like, fucking get the tape and, whatever. So I'll spend 1 point on me. And then when Randy comes out, I'll work on him and be like, Jack, hold him down. I'll get the back team and fucking spray it all over him. It's going to sting a little.
Yeah.
Jack burns!
So, by the way, your health pool refreshes at 2 points per day of restful activity when you're at a safe haven. So.
Okay. Well, you'll get 4 back, Randy.
Sweet. I'm back up to full, though.
You're pretty good.
And I'll get... Well, because I'm going to spend all 3.
Yeah, it might as well. I mean, you're probably not going to fucking have another.
I hope not.
Are there ways in this game to get these kind of points back, like mechanic or medic, or no?
Yeah, every, like... I can't do it by session because of, like, the way the sessions kind of tend to go. I can't be, like... Oh, well, 3 hours in, because you took, in 3 hours of game time, it was like 10 hours of play time. Like, oh, all your stuff refreshes. So if there's ways to do general abilities and investigative abilities based on resting during a, like, quote, mission. But whenever you're, like, outside of a known thing, you can basically, like, they all refresh at the next mission or story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll basically get... Now, stability depends on how long you spend. Stability goes slower. So, like, you have to kind of go do something that is one of your sources of stability, or, like, be around that person. And then it'll refresh over a period of time. But it's slower, I believe, than not full refreshment between stories. So, but you have to be undisturbed, calm, and with a source of stability.
But that wouldn't be like research or like going to the cops, or I mean, that would be sort of like downtime, right? So to speak.
Yeah, that'd be like, whoa, we're gonna like, oh, I'm going fishing by myself in a tree, in my cabin in the woods or whatever, and like I'm gonna whatever play RPGs with whatever, or if one of yours is like alcohol, I guess, or something, you'd be like, I'm just gonna get really fucking drunk for I don't know. But yeah, you have to physically be done doing stuff
for enough
time. I'm kind of using that as the like realistic, like maybe you still have jobs, or maybe you're
You don't just be like, every day you're dealing with monstrosities of utter horror.
Mm-hmm. What, we were meeting her on a Friday night, right? Was that what it was?
Yep.
You saw, yeah.
So theoretically, we're all off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, right. I don't, a truck driver, I don't know what your schedule would be. The other two of you, I don't know what you do all day, so.
No, well, I just came back recently from a big drive up to Montana or wherever the hell I went, so I guess I got some time off.
And Randy works at like an office, so he would be off.
Yep. Yep.
I would theoretically could be working. I think I was a bartender, right? I don't even remember.
Sure, we can say that. So yeah, I mean, you could be. You could. I mean, that's up to you whether you would say you want to be working, I guess.
I would probably call in the morning to like check the schedule and be like, yeah, I had a rough night. I'm not going to make it. You know, can so and so cover for me? I'll tell her I'll owe her one for next week or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, so we'll get all patched up and then just fucking, I guess, just crash out. I mean, I guess we'd probably stay up for another hour or two and just kind of go over everything and, well, you know.
We gotta upload the stuff to the computer just so it's backed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess there won't be very much on the truck cam, but, yeah, I'll before I go out and, like, get washed up and whatever, I'll just plug the GoPro in and start downloading all the video.
Yes, you're just backing it up, though, right? You're not, like, doing anything with it.
No.
Yeah, no, because Randy will have to edit it, and we'll have to come up with, like, a fucking script and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Just double-checking.
While everyone's doing that, I'm trying to kind of get back into things, so I actually... I'm at Aaron's place, so I'm like... I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Well, at least not until I watch something. Do you have something I could watch? Like, I think I could watch Evil Dead tonight because, I mean, anything we could watch is going to be better than what we just saw. So, I mean, I could watch anything.
Yeah, yeah, we'll watch two. Two's the best one.
Oh, good. Yes. I love it. Yeah. Good idea. Let's do it.
All right, cool. So I'll grab that off the shelf, pop it in the DVR or the Blu-ray player.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much how we spend the rest of the night until I guess we crash out.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. Nothing exciting happens overnight other than sleeping. You probably all wake up relatively late since you got your ass handed to you and were exhausted and sprinted for fucking God knows how long into the woods. Yeah, so I'll say, you know, whatever, 11, noon, whatever. You guys, 10 maybe, for the early risers. I'd assume a bartender, not 10. Maybe Jack, maybe Randy.
I think Jack's an early riser, isn't he?
Yeah. And also, I wasn't injured either, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can designate. I mean, if you want to wake up early, you could say you do. Then it's just a matter of, like, you hang out. I'm guessing do whatever until the rest of them wake up, or if you want to wake them up, I guess you could also wake them up.
No, I'll just let them sleep, so I'll say it's like 11.
All right, yeah, 11 o'clock, you guys kind of start slowly waking up.
I go to stretch, and the fucking shoulder's all torn up, so I kind of like get like a halfway, and then you just hear me like fucking scream from the bedroom. Like, ah, fuck! And I kind of sit up slow and... you know, kind of like stagger up out of bed and head into the bathroom, take like 4 Advil.
Yeah, I hear Aaron screaming, and I'm like, what? Because I'm trying to get off his couch. And I realize I got this scratched across my chest, and I kind of like almost fall out of it without really falling on my stomach or my chest. And I'm like, oh, God, this is the worst.
Meanwhile, Jack's, like, sitting, he's got his feet up, he's got a cup of coffee, he's reading the paper, like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I go to check the freezer just to make sure the head's still there, and it is, so.
Yeah, I'll come out and, like, you know, yeah, how you guys feeling?
Head's still there. Yep.
Nice. I was really hoping this was just a nightmare that I was going to wake up from, but...
No way, dude. We kicked that thing's ass. We fucking saved everybody's life, too.
You guys did. I didn't do that.
Fuck yeah. I kind of stagger over a little bit, go to give him a high five.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, we got to... I need something to eat. I need some fucking coffee. And then we got to figure out what we're doing. If we're going to go to the cops, we'll go to the cops. We'll show them the body. We got to get... Randy's got to edit some video and...
Now we should decide though. We don't have to go to the cops. I mean, we gotta decide whether that's in our best interest or not right now.
Yeah. I mean, they got Jason for whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, well, they're gonna find out other stuff from like his past anyway, and probably book him. You know.
Well, he's more of a douche than anything. I mean, I don't think he ever really did anything. I mean, if you locked up people for being douches, you wouldn't be anybody left.
Yeah, that's true. I just think we just release our videos, man, and just see where it takes us. Because we're already getting some steam, so why don't we just, you know, why don't we just make it all it's worth, you know? I think going to the cops, I mean, even with the head, it's like, what the hell are they going to think, you know? I mean, they'll probably just be like, you know, it's a head, book them, Dano, or whatever the fuck they do.
Well, the thing is, though, if we start putting videos out, though, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If we put the videos out with all this head and body business, and I mean, people are going to come around asking us questions anyway, you would think, right? Unless,
well, maybe, but then, you know, with all the CGI and stuff like that, people might just think we're just making it up.
Yeah, but we don't want them to think that, though. Yeah. You know? I don't want us to go to the cops, but it's like, maybe we can leave an anonymous tip. About
check the place out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think maybe that could be something, because they won't know we have the head.
But then we can't release the video. Then, yeah.
No, they're gonna know. Well, shit. So maybe we shouldn't go. I mean, they can always come and ask us if they happen to see the video.
Yeah, if eventually we're going to talk to the cops, why do we need to go to them? Let them come to us.
Well, because then we'll be in real trouble, I think.
Well, I think we're going to be in real trouble no matter what we do.
Well, I mean, Randy's right. We got to get the videos out. Like, I mean, this is our, you know, this is our money train here. I mean, you know, like he said, the views went up, the hits went up. I mean, everything's starting to pop, so.
Yeah, and if we get more people on the outside, on our side, then maybe it won't be so bad for us if the cops decide to do something. If this gets national attention, then maybe, just maybe, you know, it won't be as bad as it could be with the cops.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's put it out first. Fuck it.
All right. So then I cut it up. I put a flourish on it. I add some music to it. And throw it out there.
Oh, we gotta. I'm assuming we come up with some kind of script to do some kind of voiceover or something.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I got a guy.
All right. Well, while you're doing the video editing, I go into the kitchen and I pull out the container with the bird's coffee in it, the night owl blend, real nice dark roast, real rich. Get that going in the morning. So I'll brew up a whole pot of that stuff, keep us going for the day.
And then I'm like typing, all doing all that stuff, and I smell birds, nice. And I go back to my typing.
You know it, ship fresh, made to order.
Oh man, there's nothing I like more than to wake up with a cup of that.
It's awesome.
In fact, I think that's, you know, that might have been what made you guys wake up in the first place, because you smelled it. Because I made it, you know, in the beginning. You probably smelled it and it woke you out of a sound sleep.
Yeah, well, you're a fiend, though. You probably already drank a whole pot by yourself.
Pretty much.
You're going to have a heart attack one of these days.
Nah, man. Coffee's really good for you now. There's all kinds of studies and shit.
That's true. You
like a pot of it.
Reduces the risk of cancer and mm-hmm. various other ailments, according to science.
So we drink our delicious bird's coffee and edit video
I ask if we can do a slow motion part when I'm actually blowing the thing's head off, if we can do like a like really super slow, you know.
So are you, okay, this is a good question for me to ask, Ben. Are you showing all of that footage or just like footage, like after it's dead?
I don't want to piece together the stuff where we are getting rid of it, because I think that would just be incriminating evidence for us.
So like when it busts out the door and it like turns its head and shrieks, we get that with the music and the crescendo. When it comes running towards Randy, we cut that, you know, nice video edit there. You know, when it's running through the woods, you know, when it turns to look at me and shrieks the first time, like we, you know, get all that stuff. And then I guess we release the body too, or we probably only release like a couple of videos, like, because we got to stretch it out because you got to keep people wanting more. So, you know, maybe we release like the first two when it comes out and it charges and we're like, more next week, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I don't think we want to release anything with it dying or us killing it yet, just because, or at all, actually, because I think it implements us in it. We can keep that video just in case we need it for another time, but I don't know if we release that necessarily.
Up to you guys. Like, it's the total, you let me know what you're putting out there.
The first is just going to be like when it comes out and when it charges. Like, okay. So we'll do that whole thing to kind of like stoke it up again. Like, return of the monster from, you know, the woods, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And are you, so how long, over what period of time are you releasing these? Are you like, you're not going to the cops, right?
Not yet, we don't think.
And you release the video of it like doing whatever. How long in between? Are you resting? Are you recuperating? What are you doing?
Well, we got to remember that the body's like laying there in this bar thing. I mean, if we're not going to the cops right away, we got to deal with it.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what we want to do, right? Like, if we're not going to tell the cops, what are we going to, I mean, unless you want to go during the day and take some more video, some still pics, just to kind of give us some better, you know, some better, clearer footage. What else are we going to do with it? I mean, it's evidence or it's...
Well, we got the body on video already, right?
In the dark with flashlights, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we could get real clear picture and video.
I'm concerned
at the head.
I'm concerned. I mean, clearly they're going to know we were involved with this at some point. So I'm concerned about us going right back to the thing, just because people might see us in the daytime, you know?
Ah, but the videos that we're releasing right now are all the creature. I mean, they know who we are, so I mean, I guess they know we're involved. I mean, Ghostfacers, I mean, shit, who doesn't know now? I mean, the people down at the diner think we have a movie coming out.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you know what? That's actually a pretty good cover, isn't it?
I mean, that's not what we want people thinking, but, I mean...
Well, the townspeople, if they think that, we might be able to get away with a little bit more if we're looking suspicious. Like if we are going back there in the daytime.
Nah, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's going to know.
Okay. Then I say, if you don't think so, then I suggest we do go back and take more detailed footage, because it's going to start to rot, I mean, at some point, you know?
Yeah.
So we might want to do that as one of our first, you know, tasks here coming up to do that.
All right. Randy, you want to go? Do you want to stay here and fuck with the video? What do you want to do? Are you up for it?
You know, I think right now I can do more of the editing here. I'll piece together some more of the segments or whatever so we can release them for, you know, I don't know how we want to do this. If we want to do it in, like, you know, four or five parts and then release them over, you know, daily, or if we want to do them every other day or weekly. I mean, you know, if we really want to get this thing started, if we got a lot of leeway, then, you know, maybe we just do a little bit at a time and see what happens, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we want to keep it kind of slow and let it build up a little bit. I mean, we got people hooked, I think, so, you know, we don't want to overdo it all in one shot.
Yeah. So maybe I'll edit this one piece that we're releasing today, And then, you know, I'll edit like 4 or 5 more that go over, you know, a week or something, like once a week or something like that.
Cool, cool. Yeah, yeah, no, that'll work good.
Yeah.
All right, and then we would, I guess, after breakfast and everything is head out to the, I guess maybe pick up a, maybe grab a tarp, you know, stop at Walmart, like pick up a tarp, maybe pick up some fresh rope and, you know, try to figure out what we want to do with the body. If we're going to take it, then we can wrap it. If we're going to leave it and forget about it, then, you know, we don't need it. But
I don't think we take it. I think we just got to take detailed photos and all that kind of stuff, video.
All right. Well, let's do that then.
Okay.
Well, I'll leave the one GoPro with Randy and then take the other one that was with, you know, on the truck, since that we didn't really use that one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can go out. You can take video. It's still there. That seems like nothing's been disturbed.
We'll drag it outside. So, I mean, we get better light. I mean, you know, the inside of the place is going to be dark.
Just drag this fucking creepy, weird creature thing's body all over the place. That's cool. That's fine.
Hey, yeah. Man, this is where we're getting our millions from.
You drag it outside. Right. And you take pictures, you get video, whatever you need.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have medic. I mean, can I kind of poke at it a little bit? I mean, does it look like it has lungs and a heart, or?
Although it looks like it, it doesn't look like if it were, say, a person, that it would be able to survive. Like, there are wounds on its body that you didn't cause, like gashes in its skin and, you know, like tears in the flesh that are far deeper than, let's just say, a person could run around with.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you definitely, something's definitely wrong in that a person couldn't survive it. It's not like it's a person with, like, some fucked up body modification that decided to, you know, fucking put metal plates on their eyes, which, that's part of the head, but yeah, it's, basically, like, and the claws are certainly not human hands that you've ever seen. You're not a doctor, but you don't know of any weird congenital diseases that would give you fucking claw hands.
I make the suggestion after seeing that it looks like some kind of a zombie or some kind of a undead thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would laugh at you if I wasn't looking at the thing. I mean, it's fuck. I mean, it's not normal. I mean, we know that. I mean, we shot the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah.
We're still running. I don't. I mean, I'm almost tempted to, like, call a museum or something and, like, turn it over to have them study it or something. Like, it's not normal.
How about the Native American dude?
I don't think they would want any parts of this nonsense. I mean, what are they going to do other than look at it?
I thought the guy maybe had that Legends knowledge and all that.
No, that's about that weird fucking spirit that's going on.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay.
Is there like a weird history museum in town or something? Or? I think somebody's got to look at this thing. I mean, it's obviously not normal. Like, somebody should look to try to figure out what the fuck it is, because if there's more of them, that's bad news.
Why don't we research coming up the local university and see if there's, like, a professor that works in one of the departments there?
I got to check my email, too, for that guy from Washington, see if he ever emailed us back.
Yeah.
We'll check that out and on the ride back I'll jump on my phone and see what we can find.
Cool, that sounds good.
All right, cool.
Okay. We were asking him just about the figure.
The Huron legend and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a day, so I'm gonna say you don't get an email back because.
Yeah, and it was Friday. Today it's Saturday, so right. Yeah.
I'm not sure a professor is necessarily going to get back to you immediately in a day, so mm-hmm. Let's say no. You don't have a response back. It doesn't mean you're not going to get one. It's just seems it's like you emailed him yesterday.
So. Yeah. All right. I think we're going to cut here. Brett's got to jump off. I think we probably have a pretty good cutoff point here.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing some research into, like cryptozoology, maybe trying to find like a weird museum like the Nutter Museum in Philadelphia or something like that, but something yep. that's, closer. Wait for an email from that guy, and Randy will be editing video and, kind of preparing that stuff so we can release them a little bit at a time.
Yeah. The other question is, are you guys resting at all? Because active investigation would not be counted as resting, and Randy is currently shaken. So he can definitely do the video stuff and release it timed, but that's not resting. We're at a source of stability. I don't remember what your sources are offhand, but you definitely, if you want to not go insane if something else happens.
Yeah.
Probably need to take some time too. Just as a logistical.
I'd probably work on the videos until I'm like physically exhausted and just pass out where I, be like at the computer just being like, and then just literally passing out in my chair and then just kind of falling asleep.
Yeah, well, let's take a few days off then. Let's rest up. Okay. I think that's important. If he's going to go insane, I think we need to.
All right. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Do you put the video out before you're resting?
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, the mm-hmm. first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cliffhanger. You guys release the video, you wait around a couple days, you're trying to relax, rest up. You get, I'll say... Ooh, Randy, since you're the one doing all the editing, Randy gets a postcard that it doesn't have a return address, doesn't say where it's from. It's a postcard with a nice, it's like a painting of a landscape. It looks perfectly pleasant. That just says, "And if thou gaze long into an abyss, the abyss will also gaze into thee. We should meet." And then it has an address listed. That's it.
Great. So I'm not going to be sleeping for another whole week. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, I didn't say. Anyway, that's it. End.
Nice.
Fade out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, guys. Cool. I gotta cut out.
Yep.
All right. Take it easy, Brett.
Super. All right, guys. I'll see you.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool.
Thanks for running.
Awesome. Yeah. No worries. Sorry, I was late. I will do better. You'll get some money out of it, right? Yeah.
We still got a good amount of story out of it, anyway. So.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good session.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, yeah, for sure.
Didn't go anything like we planned.
Nope.
I told you before we started.
Yeah. I thought it was better.
Go down the shitter.
If we would have hit one of those rolls, would she have run back in, or was she still going to come out?
Nah, she would have run in if you would have hit the... if you would have hit in front. Now, if you would have thrown on her, then I would have had to make a roll. I was going to be like... If you threw it at her and it like broke... on her and she was on fire, toss up. I would see which way does she run. But if you would have hit in front of the door, she definitely would have run in. So, Yeah, that was entirely up to the rolls, so I had
nothing to do
with that outcome.
Yay, shitty rolls.
Just made for an awesome outcome, because then it was like, uh-oh, now she gets to straight up attack you.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think it went better, actually. I think it was a great...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Being the bumbling idiot was fun.
Like, that was great. Like, I thought all that was pretty fun, so I think successful role-playing of it. But yeah, now I think we can finally open it back up to a new thing, so...
Yeah, for sure.
That'll be pretty exciting.
Well, it almost seems like that thing's partner is what sent the message to Randy, which freaks me out, because how would someone even get Randy's address to send him a postcard?
Well, it might have been through the email, too.
You got a postcard, he said.
Yeah, I know, but some people can find out, you know, real addresses from, you know, from emails and stuff, so...
Well,
I don't know who we're registered through, because, you know, everything would be through the Ghostfacer, so whoever set it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Well, it'd probably be me, because I'm the tech guy.
But I assumed Randy was the one, so that's why I chose him.
Yeah,
as the one.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, because he is the tech guy.
Uploading and stuff, I figured he was probably the guy doing everything on that side. So,
right.
But now, yeah. Who that postcard is from. Great question.
Sweet. Well, I guess we have a couple of things hanging out in the wind, so.
Yeah. We'll prepare to get beat by whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's not necessarily something that's already out in the wind.
Yeah, that's true.
There are new things all the time, so.
Sweet.
I think I'm going to have to change my thing from skeptic to something else now, have everything thrust into my face. You know, going through the first four sessions and, you know, kind of in the beginning, be like, nah, we're just trying to make money and, you know, this is bullshit and blah, blah, whatever, to be like, oh, we just fucking killed a creature.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be, you know, something that doesn't even have to be one of the standard ones. Like, it could be from, like, you know, like, instead of skeptic, like, you know, like, must know the truth, or, like, you know, something where you're like, no, we have to know. Or like, what's actually real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe it flips from skeptic to, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, we got to figure out, like, what all these weird things are.
Yeah, like, what's the true nature of the universe if everything I thought isn't true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And then that would be a powerful motivator to investigate things, because you're like, well, I can't leave a stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to know, like, there is an answer. I just don't know what it is.
I've all of a sudden become Mulder.
I mean, it's hard when a fucking demon creature fucking bites your neck, so.
Yeah. I guess we'll get XP for this session, since we finished?
Yeah. Did I not give it last time? Have I given you any?
I don't think we got any last time, because I think we were, like, mid-session and didn't anything.
Go get that bitch, so.
I think it was once before. I think you got it one time before this. So, yeah, you'll get... move...
Well, you can think about it. You don't have to tell us now. Yeah,
I think you can get two for it.
Okay. Nice. I'll write that down.
And you do have the ability to take... I'll say, depending on how you justify it, you could take, like, a cult for sure. You could take... I mean, you can take anything, as long as you're justifying how you're getting it. But you are... Like, only certain times, I would say, you'd get a cult, for instance. If you're actually doing something with that. Or in this case, I don't know if I would even call that a cult. It would be more like, I think we can sub-segment and go with, like, I don't know, cryptozoology or fringe science probably doesn't count, but maybe. Or you can make up something that's sort of the version of a cult that isn't necessarily... like demonology type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Cryptozoom. Well, I mean, that seems reasonable. I guess to a certain extent.
Yeah, like that's something that kind of would be like a good bridge between some of those things.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the investigative abilities would still be a 2-point spend?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to puzzle on that then and see.
Although, wait, was that in there? Was it 2 for investigative to buy up?
When you build your character, it's 2. Now, after you...
Then, yeah. Yeah, it's the same rules. So, yeah, it'd be 2. Okay. You have to figure out what you want to buy with that.
All right. I know what I'm doing for the next 2 weeks now.
Ponder, ponder, ponder.
Yeah.
Min-max.
Well, you can't really. I mean...
Max. I will say, the fact that no one has shrink kind of does suck for you guys, because you can't reassure anyone in the middle of a game. It's always after.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on what your source of stability is, right? So, like, I assumed the Ash figure was one of Randy's sources of stability. So, theoretically, shouldn't he get some kind of mojo from that, from sitting in the truck and...
Yeah. Mine's, like, mostly talking, like, consuming nerdy stuff. So, that's why I did the Evil Dead thing, because I was like, okay, I need something that I know that will help me get back to...
Yes, technically, but you have to, like... not be in the middle of things. Like,
freaking out, yeah.
You can't be also investigating the paranormal stuff. You'd have to just be like, I have to, like, sit in a room and watch the Star Wars trilogy.
Well, that's what we were doing. We were, you know, when we got back, we were just like, okay, we're done for the night. We'll just watch this movie until we fall asleep.
Yeah, drinking and watching, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't really make you... less freaked out. You have to do a concerted, like, the mechanics of the game is you it's not an overnight thing. It's like PTSD. You can't just be like, oh well, I just saw all of my friends get blown up by a fucking grenade. Oh well, I watched Star Wars and fell asleep. I feel great now. Like, you have to actually, like, decompress from it. So
okay. Well, I will do that, because once we, you know, because we released the video, even though I got the postcard, I'm like...
Well, that was after. So I was saying, like, guys took a couple days. You released it several days later. After you released it, you get the postcard. So I will have assumed you've rested and been kind of doing your thing to get more zen.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have went to go have dinner with my mom a couple of times and... you know, kind of vegged out watching movies and, you know, busting through the comic books, you know, go pick up a stack of books from the store and all that.
Yeah, like, everything was calm for several days, so I'll say you calmed down from that. That's why I was wondering, like, that's what I was saying, like, probably don't just investigate right away. You'd probably want to rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's fair.
Cool.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.